Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishma, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we find ourselves in Masechta Trumos, and we are at the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechta Trumos, which begins as follows. Hamafresh mixas Trumo Maestros. What happens when a person sets aside only a portion of the Truma that's supposed to be separated from a produce? For example, says the Bartanura, he is supposed to separate 2 bushels of wheat from a pile of 100, but at the time he only separates 1 bushel of wheat. Motzi mimenu Truma alav, the bushel that is required to complete the amount can be designated from the stuff in the pile. In other words, you might have thought to say that since the stuff in the pile originally part of it was separated as had truma separated from it, so that would be chulin, and then the other stuff that didn't have the other percentage, which didn't have the amount, effectively becomes mixed chulin and non-trumad stuff, which would be called tevel. So since they're mixed together, they should be tevel. We learned from the Tanna Kamma that in this situation, you can go ahead and separate the truma. It's just an elongated process. Avalola makomacher. But if you go ahead and try to designate part of the pile as truma for a different pile of tevel, then what you're saying is, since you're finished, you're ignoring the fact that you didn't finish separating the full truma for this amount, you're basically stating that you finished separating truma over here. And for that reason, you have truma and tevel mixed in, chulin and tevel mixed in over here, and that would be a problem. Rameir Omer Afumotzi Lamakomacher Truma Maestros. Rameir doesn't differentiate between using a portion of this pile as truma for the remainder of the pile or using it as truma for a different pile of produce. In fact, that the person turns his attention to the truma of a different pile doesn't say, I'm done separating truma for this pile. The whole thing is tevel until the full quota is separated, and then it can serve as truma even for a different pile in this situation. That's your mayor's position. Similarly, the second mission we're going to learn also deals with this situation of a lack of designation. We used to have a situation called the Nama Aretz, where a person, you did not know exactly what he was doing. So, Mishayu Peirosa B'Megura. Let's say we have an Nama Aretz who hires a Chaver. The Chaver is working. Now, the Nama Aretz has a fruit that he puts into his storeroom, and he wants to use that to feed the worker, to feed his Chaver worker. V'nasan Sala Ben Levi Yusala Ani. The worker sees the employer taking 2 sa of food from the storeroom, giving 1 to a levy and 1 to a poor person, which seems to be a suggestion that he's separating Maaser Rishon and he's separating Maaser Ani. So the deal is, Mafreshad Shmona Sin V'Ochlan Dimir Meir. Meir says the worker can take up to 8 sa from the storeroom and eat them, because 2 sa is the amount of the stuff that's needed for 10 sa, 8 of which became chulin. So since he saw the right numbers separated, that suggests that at least 8 sa in the worker's, in the employer's storeroom are misered, so the worker can eat that and not have to worry that he's eating stuff that's tevel. That's Divrei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir's opinion. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim disagree. Eino mafresh ela fi cheshdon. We say that the employer separated maaser only in amounts of food he needs for a single meal, and so therefore the worker is only allowed to eat that amount. So in other words, the chachamim argued that the employer could have intended to set aside 10 sa'ah of food for the worker, and the 8 sa'ah gave is far beyond what he needs to feed the worker. So, therefore, we have to assume he only intended part of this stuff to be his maaser, enough to take care of the worker, but the remainder was going to be a gift. And so, for that reason, he doesn't have a right to assume that he can go all the way up to 8 sa'ah. He can only be able to do that which is normally expected to be able to feed your worker in the right day. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic day.